last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Last Savior. I have the honor of being joined by our expert, Dr. Murtadha Karimi. Thank you so very much for being with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, sir, for your time. Today, and as always, on The Last Savior, we'll be discussing topics concerning doubts and misconceptions on Mahdawiyya. So apparently Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, upon his death, he appointed his own mother, peace be upon her, as his executor of will. And to this matter, the question is posed that had the Imam had a son, why didn't he just appoint his own son as the executor of his will, someone to carry out his affairs, to be entrusted to with the management of his matters after his death, right? So that's the possible doubt and question it could bring to someone's mind. And what sort of answer would you present this problem with?
It's not a new question and doubt. As we see that about 1,000 years ago, Sheikh al-Mufid has mentioned this question in one of his books titled Al-Fusud al-Ashra. In page 69, he says that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam chose his mother, salamullahi alayha, as the executor of his will and not his child, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Sheikh al-Mufid says that to claim that this is a sign for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam not having a child is baseless, both from Shia perspective and Sunni perspective. If we want to analyze this story from a Sunni perspective, I mean, we are talking about the people who do not believe in the imamate of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is only 5 years old at that time, so they do not believe in him being an imam or an infallible person. So from a Sunni perspective, a 5 years old child cannot be the executor of a will of an adult, I mean Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. So it's very logical for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam to choose his own mother, Salamullahi alayha, as the executor of the will, because he cannot choose a child as a wasi. But from Shia perspective, again, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam cannot do that, not because of the fact that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is a child, rather because of the fact that the Imam alayhi salam knew that if he introduces Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam as his wasi, executor of the will, it will lead to the Abbasid Caliph of the time to know about the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and then his life would be endangered. So it's very logical for Imam al-Askari alayhi salam not to mention the name of his son in his will and not to choose him as the executor of the will. We have many evidences and other signs in the life of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam referring to the fact that theoretically speaking, practically speaking, the life of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam was in danger. For some period, the agents of the Abbasid Caliph of the time of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam used to somehow attack the house of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam to see if there is any pregnancy, the sign of pregnancy among the wives of the Imam. And that is why Narjis salamullahi alayha, the mother of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, didn't show any sign of pregnancy one day before his birth. It's, I think, a very great indication that this person needed to be born in privacy and the caliphate.
Absolute secrecy.
Yeah, in secrecy, and especially the caliph of the time should not know about that, to the extent
obviously,
that
right.
His birth is, I mean, really a miracle. Narges herself did not know about that one day before the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Hakima Khatun,
the aunt of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam,
she also did not know about that one day before the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, because she used to come to the house of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. She knew about all the wives, and that night when Imam al-Askari alayhi salam told her that she needed to stay at home, and he told her about the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, she was surprised that none of your wives are pregnant. And then Imam al-Askari alayhi salam told her the story, and only few Shia were able to know about that and later to see him. And not all the Shia were able to see Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and for some time it made a kind of confusion for some of the Shia, because they did not know about the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, and gradually they came to know about his birth through the close companions of Imam al-Askari and Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
Brothers and sisters, you're listening to The Last Savior here on IRIB English Radio. We're going to be back after a short message, so stay with us.
في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة ونجعلهم الوارثين.
And we wanted to confer favor upon those who were oppressed in the land, and make them leaders and make them inheritors.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to The Last Savior. In the studio with me, I have Dr. Murtadha Karimi, and we are discussing doubts and misconceptions regarding the topic of Mahdawiyya.
The other indication is that in his will, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam mentions that we know that for every will, we have a wasi, executor of the will. And in some cases, the person who is leaving a wasiya, a will, he mentions some people as witnesses, as shahid for this will. Interestingly, Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in a very wise act, he mentions that the noblemen in the government and among the judges of the government, they are the witnesses. He doesn't mention his companions.
Mm-hmm.
So it is another indication that Imam wanted to give a message to the government that I do not have any child.
Right.
That is why my wasi, my executor of will, is my mother, and the witnesses for this will
are you yourself.
Yeah, you are yourself. Okay. It happened at the time of, I think, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. We know that he mentioned a few people to be the executor of his will after him. Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was one of them. His wife, Humaida, was the other one. And the other one was the caliph himself.
Mm.
Because the caliph of the time mentioned that all the person who is introduced as the executor of the will should be killed. And then he came to know that he is one of them. This means that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, when he introduces his mother as the executor of his will, it is because of the fact that he needed to keep the birth and existence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam as a secret. The next point is that it's weird that some Wahhabi scholars, they resort to this narration that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam did not choose his son as the executor of his will, but they ignore many other narrations in which Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, he has talked about Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. So if you're going to be honest, so you need to check and read and study all the narrations. And in this narration doesn't reject the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. It's only referring to the fact that he was not chosen as the executor of the will. Now, when it comes to the narrations of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in many narrations he has mentioned the name of Imam al-Mahdi, his attributes. In some narrations, we see that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam showed Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to some of his companions. Because some people claim that there is no narration in which the birth of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam has been mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt. This is a big lie. Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, in some narrations, just told his companions that I've been given a child, but he didn't show him to them. In some other narrations, he showed Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to some of his companions. In only one narration, we have about, I think, 50 people among the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, Imam
al-Hasan alayhi salam,
yeah, and they saw Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. It's not a scholarly method of arguing to just refer to this narration and ignore all those narrations and claim that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam himself did not claim that I have a child, because he did not choose him as his wasi. This Wahhabi scholar also mentions that Sheikh al-Tusi claims that Imam al-Askari alayhi salam did not choose his son Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to keep him hidden from the government, and he says that it is only a claim without any reason. Now the question is that if you want us, the Shia, to bring you argument from Sunni sources, again, as I mentioned, it's not a true expectation. Although as Shia, alhamdulillah, we are able to prove many of our viewpoints based on Sunni sources when it comes to the wilaya and guardianship of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam Ali alayhi salam, when it comes to the immediate caliphate of Imam Ali alayhi salam, when it comes to concepts like taqiyya, bada, tawassul, shafa'a, of course, many Sunnis also believe in them, but Wahhabis reject. Alhamdulillah, we are able to prove many of our beliefs from Sunni sources. But it's a wrong and false expectation to expect the Shia that for each and every one of your beliefs, even the details, you need to bring evidences from Sunni sources. And we do not expect the same from our Sunni brothers and sisters to prove all their ideas from Shia sources. In this case, it's not a true expectation from the Shia scholars to bring evidences from Sunni sources. But when it comes to Shia sources, there are many narrations and statements of Shia scholars to prove that it was a very crucial time and Imam al-Askari alayhi salam was not able to show his son Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam to the people, especially to the caliphs of the time.
Wherever you be,
let me just mention what one of the great scholars, Nobakhti, the author of Firaq al-Shia, he mentions in this regard, because he was contemporary to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam.
Right.
He says that we believe in Imam al-Askari alayhi salam, and we know that he passed away, and we also confess that he has a child and that is the Imam after him, but we are not allowed to mention him and to ask about his place unless we receive a new command, because of the fact that he is hidden and we are not allowed to ask about him. It is forbidden, because revealing the secret about him will cause his life and our life to be in danger. This is Nobakhti, a contemporary to Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. And if he is hidden, and if we Shia do not talk about him, his life will be saved, and the life of us, the Shia, will be saved. And then he mentions a very interesting narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that in one narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who was known to all the people, his place was known, all the people knew about his lineage, his birth, and so on and so forth. In one narration, he says that if any person names me, calls me by name, then Allah's curse be upon him.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's talking, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is talking about a specific period in which he was under pressure by the Abbasid caliphs of the time. So you see, even Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, we all know Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam and Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam as two imams who had, free time to have classes, teaching the people. But at the same time, we have this narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam referring to a specific time and period, and according to which Shia are not able to name Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. For example, in one narration, he is passing by and one of the Shia sees him, but he doesn't pay attention to the Imam and he doesn't say salam to the Imam. And later, Imam thanks this person, the fact that, you did
for
not...
For being discreet.
Yeah. And another person happened that he greeted the Imam, and then Imam Sadiq alayhi salam somehow reproach him. Nobakhti continues and says that, you see, this is the situation at the time of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Again, I repeat, it is for a very short and a specific time. But when we have these narrations about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, how people expect us at the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, that we know that his life would be in danger if we tell all the secrets about him, how people expect us to talk about him, about his name, about his place, and his attributes.
Thank you so very much, Doctor, and thank you to our listeners for joining us once more on this discussion regarding the topic of Mahdawiyya. Until another greeting and salam, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty.